But they say one man that came, I reckon he must have had a way before that. One man I heard said never did bring nothing but a hoe. Every time he come with his hoe. After that, they got to tell them what to bring.
The hoe would be smaller, easier to work.
So, and the one that notified him in his district, he didn't have to come. He was through. They gave him a day to notify him. Mm-hmm. Well, now I reckon this foreman, he may got paid. That's another thing I don't know about. Of course, I know he didn't have to work, and they may paid him something to see. He was the overseer. Mm-hmm. He'd stand down and tell him to go get that brush and bring it young cut up and pile it there. And it looked like they kept the road so the water would run in the road if it weren't too big a force. That's all it looked like they kept. Now they drained away from the road. So I just, you know, to put that brush and stuff down. And then these sandbars, the long, right over here is a long sandbar, but the worst they had in there, they called it sugar sand. It wasn't so steep, but it took something to get on up it, you know, level. And they did. The county paid them to just cross lay that. Places like that got so bad they cut willows and give folk contract and they made a bridge on top of the sand, you know, and they put a little sand there so you could get up it.
Mm-hmm. That's right over near here, somewhere?
Yes, sir. That's right here, over here. Oh, it's on the old road. Because you see a brick church down on the bottom. That's why the road split from New Howard there. Brick church right on the road. Well, that's a new road along there. That ain't been there too long side the railroad. The old road crossed at that brick church, stayed on this side.
This side of the road.
At Lake Sutter. It stayed on the north side of the railroad, but they put it back now on the other side on the way.
I see.
And they used to work that with.
Well, when they, in the last few years then, how long has it been?
Since they changed that road?
Well, how long has it been since you had roads that were just kept up by, how long have you had a road tax?
Oh, yeah. It's been a pretty good while. Because I never did do none of that. See, you're subject to work on the road after you got 18. Mm-hmm. Well, I never did work on it. Cut out now about 17 or so.
I see.
I never did go, but they're older than me, man.
What did you call those roads then? Dirt roads or mud roads or how did you, what would you call a road without any?
Just the name of the roads?
Yes.
Well, this main road, 78, they used to call it the Pontop Road. Mm-hmm. They got some poles. Oh, I got one or two poles over there sticking in the ground. That's been there over 100 years, cedar. They call this the Pontop Road. Mm-hmm. And when they put that gravel down some years ago, probably 30, concrete, they put it on the south side of the railroad all the way up.
Mm-hmm. And if it isn't gravel or it's not concrete, what do you call it?
Well, if it won't concrete, they call it, when the first done, you just call it the gravel road, and the other you just call it the Party Talk Road, Big Spring Road. That's a little coming from Cross Tip of Big Spring. The roads had name. Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a concrete, what do you call that, black?
Blacktop. Blacktop.
Have you always called it blacktop? Did you ever use the word tar or asphalt? Or?
Well, that's it. They call that blacktop.
What I'm wondering about is, what did you used to call it? When they first started to use it, what was it called? I mean, today we call it blacktop.
But, I don't know. I wonder what they never did have it. I never seen it. They heard tell it, they called it blacktop,
right?